From the Black Information Network,
this is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
The screams of Devondre Williams, who has a canine latched to his leg. He tells KMOV News 4 the dog wouldn't let go. It happened after Granite City, Illinois police pulled over the teen and his cousin, who reportedly was in an earlier fight. But police say the black teen wasn't cooperating. The eyewitness who took the cell phone video of the incident says he was not resisting. Then out of nowhere came the dog.
They pushed me onto the truck, and then I see the dog at the corner of my eye. And then the dog bites.
Williams, who is recovering from dog bites on his leg and hand, says the dog would not let go despite commands. Cops had to pull out a taser, not for Williams, but for the dog.
They had to tase the dog. If you got a canine, shut the dog, listen to you.
Now the vaccines are mandatory. The Department of Veterans Affairs is mandating vaccinations for its health care workers. The VA is the first federal agency to make the vaccinations a requirement as the Delta variant continues to spread across the country. VA healthcare workers are being given 8 weeks to comply if they're not already vaccinated.
A black woman doing business while black is told by a white woman she looks as if she's doing something illegal.
It looks like a drug deal. I don't care what it looks like. Call the police. I pay $50,000 in taxes. I pay my mortgage.
Do it at your house.
Lady,
if that's your house, do it at your house.
If there's a problem, tell someone.
Okay.
A video now viral shows a black woman on a bike delivering hair extensions and hair care products to her customer who is sitting in a car in a public park in the high-end Natomas neighborhood of Sacramento. When the white woman says she is speaking up out of concern because people are talking about the black woman selling drugs on the bike, the black woman calmly informs the white woman she has a business, pays her taxes, lives in the area, pays her mortgage, and it is a public park where she is delivering hair products, not drugs.
The call to the young men of Ethiopia to pick up arms and fight came from the president of the Amhara regional government. Reports are people with weapons are signing up. Amhara appears to be losing ground to the so-called rebels from the Tigray region who are moving in and moving strong. Reports are the Tigrayan forces are pushing hard into the Amhara region. The government denies the rebels are breaking through, but there is no denying fighters in the Tigray People's Liberation Front are not giving up.
The power of the music of the black church was captured in a documentary that has just won several prestigious awards. Amen, the Music of the Black Church is written and conducted by Indiana University professor Raymond Wise. The documentary won a Silver Telly Award, a regional Emmy, and an award from the Society of Professional Journalists. The documentary aired on PBS stations. It is full of praise, worship, and music that penetrates the soul. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Just a heads up, what you're about to hear is disturbing. It's a black, mentally ill South Carolina man who is being tased. The jail deputy said they shocked Jamal Sutherland between 6 and 8 times before he died. This is what the victim's dad said after his son's death earlier this year.
You don't attack and tase mental health patients because they are not acting rational.
But now we know the deputies will not be charged. The prosecutor says their criminal intent could not be proven. The death happened when being forcibly removed from a jail cell for a bond hearing, and one of the officers is also accused of kneeling on the victim's back. The prosecutor did say the death was entirely avoidable with better treatment, care, and concern. The deputies were fired. The family of the victim will get a $10 million settlement. But again, that does not bring back their loved one.
We now know what will happen to Yogananda Pittman. She was the black interim Capitol Police Chief who took over after the January 6th Capitol riot when her boss was forced out. Pittman was the first black female in that role. She is an HBCU grad, but she did not get the top job permanently. The new chief is J. Thomas Manger, a white law enforcement veteran. The chief has said his 2,300-person force needs more funding, more officers, and better riot gear. But it also needs good people to work high up in the chain of command. And according to the Capitol Police website, Captain Pittman has been promoted to assistant chief with various responsibilities as part of the executive team.
It's happening again because of COVID cases spiking around the country. Advent Health Orlando, Florida is postponing or rescheduling elective surgeries to free up bed space. This is the same thing that happened last year during the first bout with coronavirus. Dr. Victor Herrera says the risk of COVID is worse than any side effect of the COVID shot.
In their minds, they are sometimes thinking, well, what is the risk of the vaccine versus the risk of getting COVID? Clearly, the risk from COVID can be much higher.
Dr. Herrera calls this a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Chicago, Illinois Mayor Lori Lightfoot is doubling down on granting one-on-one interviews to journalists of color during the commemoration of her 2 years in office. The African-American mayor says she did it to push back on the reality that Chicago reporters and around the country are often white, with very little African-American representation. Conservative outlets criticized her decision, but Lightfoot says it was the right one.
And check this out.
Ooh, the Candyman can.
The grandma of black chocolatier Patrick Glanville taught him to temper chocolate, and he took it from there. Years later, Glanville says he got tired of dealing with racism in the chocolate-making industry, so he started his own company. Threesome Chocolates, the name of the company, is now being sold all over the world. I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
Acknowledging the issues around a lack of financial literacy is a problem, but it's not the sole issue that impacts black dollars. In an op-ed piece to The Griot, financial empowerment coach Rakim Sabri said there are three reasons your relationship to trauma impacts how you use money. Survival, saying we embrace the YOLO culture to the degree that we don't plan for retirement because we'd rather enjoy our money now. Scarcity, which tells you that you're making enough money because you make more than all of your friends and family. And guilt. Sabri says you might feel guilty about prioritizing financial decisions for yourself because everyone thinks you're rich or you got it. And you may not have experienced it in your lifetime, but your addiction to trauma is something you can identify and correct with the right guidance, education, accountability, and support. Nine News reports Riley Stewart posted a video on TikTok asking others if the puff Doritos she found in a regular bag of Doritos was valuable. After a listing on eBay was taken down, Doritos offered Stewart $20,000 for her boldness and entrepreneurial spirit. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.